The Isle of Wight's own voice, Vectis Radio DAB, your island choice.
It's Vectis Radio, and I'm here with the wonderful
Ellie Cherry.
Ellie Cherry, what a name, Ellie Cherry.
Thank you.
You're here to do a really important job.
Yeah.
Your security.
Yes.
So tell me, what does it look like? How does it work right now, just as people are coming through? What's going through your head?
Well, so all we're looking out for is the wristbands and the lanyards to make sure, because we work in a VIP area, so we're just making sure that the people with the correct accreditation are coming in. And that's it, and a bit of banter on the, along the sides.
Love it. So in terms of those accreditations,
yes.
What's the highest accreditation you can get backstage?
As in, like, working wise or
I suppose both, yeah, because working wise if you're a punter.
So for a punter, you need the backstage pass to get backstage, but that's just for the chill out area. But if you are working here, you have the production passes, things like that, then you can get yourself backstage.
Nice. So that gets you properly backstage where
absolutely
the acts go on, where the rodeos are moving everything
punters
around.
Punters can't, but the workers can.
That must be quite a, it must be quite a priceless experience. It clearly is, isn't it?
Yeah.
From what you've said. Now, how much downtime do you get at an event like this?
Depends on the shifts we work. So obviously we do get 20-minute breaks every now and again. Some of the shifts are 16 hours, some of them are 12. We do get a lot of downtime, we do.
Good. Yeah. So you're able to fully immerse yourself in this event as much as doing the security for it as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And depending on what position you're on, depends on whether you get to experience some of the festival or not.
Yeah.
But it's all done with grace within work.
Well, look, it would not be a festival without you guys. So
no.
Thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Because without security, there is no organisation or operation for that matter at all, is there?
No.
And you guys often, I think, have the thankless task of doing it.
Sometimes we have to be the bearer of bad news, sometimes we have to be the bad guy, but, you know, a lot of people understand, because there are preconceptions about security as well, of course, you know,
yes,
to be expected, but we try to have banter with them and we try to, like, relay and stuff like that, and I find that that's easier and they respect you a little bit more and you can have some fun with them as well. So it's that balance, isn't it?
It is, Ellie Cherry. I love that name. You're going to be on the stage one day. You're going to be over there singing and I'm going to be running after you asking for a bit of an interview of some kind.
And I'll go, sorry, I'm too famous now.
So sorry, the PR team have said we're busy.
Yeah.
It's a no from me.
Absolutely.
Pleasure to meet you, Ellie Cherry.
Thank you, Billy.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
And I will see you until
Sunday. I hope I've done okay.
You absolutely did okay.